So as we start a new topic of tzitzis, after Pesach now, I have to talk about some basic questions. It's not the most important issue in the whole world, but it's to give us some, at least some background to Hilchos tzitzis. Very basic question. You wear your tzitzis in the morning, I hope, right? You should have accounts used to come do tzitzis checking. We're not going to do that. But you're wearing tzitzis, hopefully, right now. And you also wear a talus. Many people wear a talus by shachris. So the question is, how we're going to see what brachas do you make? We'll get to that maybe now or in a different topic. Also, how are you supposed to put on the talus katan? So Shulchan Aruch starts off Hilchos Tzitzis without giving you much detail. It says, Yis'atef b'tzitzis, four words. You wrap yourself in the tzitzis. You do this atifa in the tzitzis. V'yivarech me'umar. And you make the bracha standing up. Standing up is going on what? On the bracha? Or both?
We don't make a bracha in the morning.
We don't make a bracha in the morning. It's very confusing. It's very confusing. Shulchan Aruch just says four words. Mis'atev betzitzis, you wrap your tzitzis, v'yivarech me'umad. So what's this issue of standing up? So Mishnah Berurah already explains, based on the Vilna Gaon and the Magen Avraham, we're talking about the standing for should be for both parts. For the wrapping yourself in the tzitzis, and for the standing, and for the bracha itself. Why the bracha itself? It's very easy. All brachos should be done standing. Check. That's an easy one. Okay. But what about the mitzvah? Okay, brachas hamitzvahs. Should ideally be done. Sorry, I have to be careful. I have smart people here. You're right. Brachas hamitzvahs should be done standing. Sorry. Brachas mitzvahs should be done, huh? Okay, but Al-Michim may not be necessary Berachas HaMitzvah. We'll see what the nature of that is. Mitzvah Berachas HaNenin, I'm not sure. We could talk about that. But Berachas HaMitzvah, clear Mitzvah. Lulav, Vishik, Lulav. You stand. Chanukah, you stand. Most Berachas HaMitzvahs. Okay, so Kiddush is a whole different. Yeah, we could touch all of Judaism over here right now, for sure. Simply put, the Yerushalmi, based on Yerushalmi, and other sources say that we stand for Berachas HaMitzvah. I thought that was the less controversial one. The more controversial one is the Mitzvah itself. You're supposed to stand for the Atifa. So where is that from? So that is a source of the smack in Abu Raham, quote, it's a gzeira shava. What's a gzeira shava? It says, usfartem lochem, by Sfiris Omer, very relevant in Yonah Dioma. And it also says lochem, it says by tzitzis, it says, vayol lochem l'tzitzis, or isem oso, but lochem. So we take the lochem by tzitzis, connect it to the lochem by Omer, and you see, it has to be standing. What's the standing? Because by Hachel Chermesh Bakoma, which Koma means a stalk, could play on the words, could be Koma, standing up. So since there's a pasuk by Omer, which refers to standing, Lachem, Lachem, so therefore you're supposed to stand when you do the mitzvah of tzitzis. You with me so far? Now, what's the source of the smack? Bomb question. Normally you don't make up a gzera shava by yourself. So the smack should have a source in the Gemara. Find me that Gemara. Doesn't exist. Smack pulled out of his hat, and then Abu Raham and all these other Rishonim seem to be pulled. So many of the Chorim say it must have existed, we just don't have it. It must have been Yerushalmi, we don't have this source. Because it's not in our Yerushalmi, it's not in our Bavli. But basically because of this, you now know you have to stand for the mitzvah of putting on tzitzis. Fine. Correct, it's bekoma, comma, correct, 100%. It's a play on the word bekoma, which is stalk, which means standing. Correct. Comes along with Mr.
What about the tefillin issue?
Well, what about the tefillin issue? Why are we standing? Okay, so we got to tefillin, you have to give me 10 weeks, 20 weeks, we'll get, after tzitzis is tefillin, we'll tackle tefillin. But first, you have Mishnah Berurah said, Paskins, it codifies its reason, everything is good. Fine. But what about atifa? You do an atifa on your tzitzis in the morning? Says Shulchan Aruch, you don't even do an atifa. Talisus Ketanim Shalonu says Shulchan Aruch in Gimel, we don't do any atifa. Says Shulchan Aruch, yeah, you should try to do an atifa on them, but really, we don't really do an atifa on our tzitzis. Says the Mishnah.
What does Shalonu mean? Yes, we're different.
Well, maybe they didn't. Maybe they had bigger talis katan, which was on. They wore in a different way. Maybe they wore them as more like a shawl, huh?
Yeah. When we wear our essence, already that tifa is wearing it because it's totally surrounding.
Correct. So maybe that was it. They just wore it like a shawl, like on their, like a shawl, kind of like a scarf type of, you know, tzitzis, and therefore they would have to wrap it around to make it a real atifa. Ours, he says, is our talis katan, so we're already wrapped in it, or we already, that we wear, afal b'shem b'em ituf, even though we don't have an actual ituf, you're still yotze with them tzitzis. Says the Mishnah, Shulchan Aruch, you should try to do some type of atifa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but we don't make a bracha on our talis katan. This is a whole loaded question. I once had a discussion with people. People do different things. By a show of hands, who makes, if you wear a talis gadol, okay, do you make a bracha on your talis katan in the morning? So you still get some people who say, yes, don't worry. You can give a whole shir, an hour-long shir, helping you out and finding sources in your benefit.
Why shouldn't you?
Okay, so it's a great question. Different topic, I need an hour topic. This I can't do it in 10 minutes. It's a great topic. Okay, yeah, you're correct. That's a great topic. It's a great topic. Most people don't. Most people don't make a talis. And Mishnah Berurah, huh? Once I'm talking about if you're wearing a talis katan. If you're wearing a talis, if you don't wear a talis katan, then of course you should make a bracha on a talis katan. But if you wear a talis katan, in other words, you're married, you wear one chakras, so you shouldn't make a bracha according to many on the talis katan. Okay, great question. Your sources to your bed, Mishnah Berurah is a stira, a contradiction, it seems to be. Simply put, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't make a bracha on a talis katan. In Zion, he says in Mefurish, in Zion, he says, Dinohagen, Nira Dinohagen, Shlovar Klao Tawas Katan, Rakpotno Soba Birchis Tawas Kado. We don't make a bracha with Tawas Katan, we just make a bracha with Tawas Kado. Then he says, according to us, you don't make a bracha with Tawas Katan, Ain't Sar Klao Satev Bo. So our Tawas Katan is a fake, it's a fraud. We're not really making a bracha on it, it's not the main mitzvah, so we're going to go to Shul, I'm going to hit everyone next to me in Shul, my Tawas Kado, right? So the Tawas Katan, you don't need to do an Atifa. Okay. So why do you wear it? It's still a mitzvah. Why do you wear it? Excellent question.
You still wear it?
No, you should wear it, and it's a mitzvah to wear it.
Yeah. It's not fair not to wear it.
So that's the whole question. It's not fair not to wear a talis katan at all, even if you don't wear a talis gadol. So your Rebbe in camp will tell you yes, because he wants you to wear your tzitzis even when you're playing ball. Simply put, the mitzvah of tzitzis is only if you're wearing a four-cornered beggar, do you need to wear tzitzis. You guys are jumping. I got a couple of weeks to tackle all these topics. Huh? If different Florida, correct. Or in Arizona, for sure. Right?
I'm sorry to bring this up, but is there something that if you're not going to daven, put on your talis kotel for a while, then you should...
Oh, okay, great. These are great topics. Correct. You got to give me a couple more weeks. Excellent. It's just week one. I told you. I was starting slow. We're starting slow. This is a great topic. But simply put, I'm not doing an atif on my talis kotel. I'm just simply putting it over my neck. I'm not making brach on my talis kotel. Says, ask all the poskim, so now do I have to stand when I put on my talis katan? I'm not doing any wrapping with it. I'm not doing any brach on it. I'm wearing it because it's a separate mitzvah to wear it. You should wear it. Do you get an avera? If you don't, okay. Probably not the biggest avera. But do I now need to stand when I wear it? This is a question that's asked in Rivo Sephraim and others. I think it says the question of Rivo Sephraim is the most interesting part. It says Ramosha Meir Weiss. I wonder if it's the famous Rav Moshe Meir Weiss who asked this to Rav Moshe Ephraim. I'm not sure. But he asked this 30 years ago to Rav Moshe Ephraim. He doesn't answer the question, Rav Moshe Ephraim, but he says this question. But if you look at the Sefer Ma'or Yishenim, cited by Rav Zilber in Bir Halacha, he says, no, of course, why should it be any different? Just because you're not doing an Atifa, why shouldn't you have to have stand? The mitzvah says, Bekoma Bekoma. It's a darshan from Sfir Somer. Stand. It's still a mitzvah to wear the Talis Katan. Stand when you put on the Talis Katan. Comes along with Chuvitz on August of Sternbach, and he says, yeah, the Yaivitz agrees to that as well, but I'm going to explain why no one does that. Show of hands. Who puts on their talis katan standing? I do, because it's easy. Yeah. Okay, good. So you're all going to prove Rav Shlomo Zalman in 1 second. Says Chuvitz on August, no one puts it on standing. He's never seen anyone be machbit about this, is what he writes. Maybe they do, they're just not machbit about it. He says, so what's pshat? Says, Bekoma, Bekoma. He says, because it must be, do you wear your tzitzis in the bathroom? Answer is, yes. Why? Because we treat certain mitzvot, you don't blow shofar in the bathroom, you don't shake a luav in the bathroom, because the mitzvah of shaking luav, there's a maisa mitzvah. So you wouldn't do a maisa mitzvah in the bathroom. You wouldn't blow a shofar, which is a maisa minyan. Huh? Okay, fine, fine. That's a separate question. A real bathroom. You go park bathroom is a real... You ever go to Queensland, to the Shabbos Park's bathroom? Ever been there? I don't know. It's now locked. But years ago, it was disgusting. Yeah, so you go... You can't blow a shofar in a park bathroom, for sure not. You can't shake a loofah because of maisa mitzvah. Says Rav Sternbach, wearing a talis katan, there's no maisa of atifa for it. Because we said, you're just supposed... The mitzvah is to be miluvash bitzitzis, to have tzitzis on you. But there's no act of putting on the tzitzis. Talis gadol has an act you do with his atef bitzitzis. There's an atifa. So to wear the standing when you put on a talis gadol, that is an inyan. But to stand, there's no maisa mitzvah. The reason why you stand is because when you do a maisa mitzvah, you stand. Yes, there's a mitzvah to be adorned with tzitzis, but there's no act of putting on the tzitzis. Says Rav Shtermach, maybe that explains why no one stands while they put on their talis katan. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the same thing. But he says, you know what? It's much better to wear, put it on standing. And he says, anyway, most people put it on standing anyway. So don't waste my time with the whole entire sugya, because practically you're running in the morning, you put it on, I think I put it on every morning standing. I don't really sit when you put on your tzitzis. And therefore, if that's the case, so therefore the whole sugya is out the window anyway, because you're anyway putting it standing. But the answer is, halacha l'maisa, you don't have to put it on standing. And of course, obviously, b'diavad, if you put it on sitting or standing, you are yotzei anyway. Shkoyach.